The advocates included representatives from organizations such as the United Way, PNC Bank, and Eli Lilly, who have all invested millions of dollars into forming pre-K scholarships for low-income families in Marion County. The group is now asking the legislature to put more funding into a statewide initiative for the same purpose. Many legislators question the sustainability of expanding the program, saying providing pre-K opportunities would mean cutting somewhere else in the budget. But Michael O'Connor of Eli Lilly says that choice becomes easy.
We got asked questions today about sustainability. In areas where they have implemented high-quality, well-run early childhood education programs, they've been able to cut funding in other places like remedial education. And that is how it becomes sustainable.
Both gubernatorial candidates John Gregg and Eric Holcomb are advocating for expanded pre-K, and the General Assembly will have the chance to address it when the session begins in January. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Claire McInerney.